AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is raising its benchmark interest rate another half point, the seventh hike in its effort to rein in inflation, though smaller than the last. Still, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're not at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance yet, which is why we say that we would expect that ongoing hikes would be appropriate."
A vast storm system ripping across the U.S. is now blamed for at least three deaths in Louisiana. Tornadoes have battered the state from north to south. Storm chaser Michael Venther says he'd spotted one.
The trees and terrain were obscuring the parent tornado. So that tornado I was focused on was actually a satellite tornado.
Blizzard conditions in the Great Plains. It's all headed east in Ukraine. The sound of residents in Kyiv cleaning up debris. This time it's not from a missile strike, but downed Russian drones. President Vladimir Zelensky says Moscow launched 13 toward the capital, and Ukrainian air defenses shot them all down. More air defense help is apparently on the way. U.S. officials say the Pentagon is poised to approve sending a Patriot missile battery. And survivors of last month's mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs have made a plea to Congress.
Club Q bartender Michael Anderson says the shooter came into his safe space and began hunting people like they were disposable.
"It's a sound I may never forget."
A sound Club Q founder Matthew Haynes told the House Oversight Committee was born of two things: hatred toward the LGBTQ community and access to semi-automatic weapons.
"Putting those together is total carnage."
President Biden today repeated his intention to seek an assault weapons ban, noting it's the 10th anniversary of 20 little kids being killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. He says the U.S. should have societal guilt for failing to move faster in tightening gun laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News.
I guess that's what a breakout is. You know, you chip away and then all of a sudden there's one thing that everyone is like, that's the thing that put you on the map.
Actor Stephanie Hsu named one of the Associated Press's Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year. There were nine in all. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the list.
"But my enemies call me Namor."
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is not the biggest role Tenoch Huerta has had, but it pushed him into the public consciousness. Other actors who grabbed the spotlight this year are Danielle Deadwyler, who played Mamie Till Mobley in the film Till, and Sadie Sink as the skater girl in Stranger Things. Stephanie Hsu in Everything Everywhere All at Once and Iman Vellani in Ms. Marvel had star-making turns this year, as did Bridgerton actor Simone Ashley, Daryl McCormick of Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, and Broadway actor Joaquina Calicongo. Musician Toby Nwigwe is on the radar of the Grammys. He's up for Best New Artist. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.